It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you, so let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, did you ever do that? Would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? Thought I was buttoning up that sweater just right. How are you? Oh, I feel good today. I'm glad to be with you. Do you remember that sound effects record that Mr. McFeely delivered yesterday? I thought we'd just play that first thing today. There, my shoe's on. All set for our visit. Here it is. It's over here. Did you remember that this is where I left it yesterday? Right on the hutch? Here's the little record player. Plug this in. You know, sound effects are just sounds that are on a record. Like knocking like that could be a sound effect. Mm-hmm. I'll just put this on and see what some of these sound effects are here. Oh, before I turned on, you know, there's some people who have trouble hearing. And people who don't hear what you say sometimes watch your mouth and know what you're saying by watching your mouth. So if there are children listening today who don't hear, I'm going to whisper with my mouth what the sound effects on this record are. Okay? Are you ready to watch and listen? Okay, this first one. Pretty, isn't it? Did you guess that? That it was a canary whistling and singing? Let's try another one. I don't know what that is yet myself. See, it's just the sound of it. Okay, one more. Do you hear the children at the birthday party? Well, they may have been all dressed up, those children at the birthday party. And they may have had lots of toys around. But I'd like them to know, and I'd like you to know, that it's the person inside that I care about. It's you I like. It's not the things you wear. It's not the way you do your hair. But it's you I like. The way you are right now, the way down deep inside you, not the things that hide you, not your toys, they're just beside you. But it's you I like, every part of you, your skin, your eyes, your feelings, whether old or new, I hope that you'll remember, even when you're feeling blue, that it's you I like, it's you yourself, it's you, it's you I like. You yourself, just the way you are. And no matter how you listen, whether you listen with your ears, or whether you watch somebody's mouth, or whether you watch somebody make hand motions, just exactly the way you are, I like you. Let's do one more sound effect, okay? Person coughing? Did you hear that person coughing? Yeah, that coughing sounded a little bit like crying. Did you notice? There's our telephone. Hello? Elsie, how are you? Oh, good. Really? Well, I was hoping he'd come this week. Yes. Well, fine. Okay, we will come over. Yes, right. Goodbye. That's Elsie Neal, and she says that Al Warden is over at her craft shop. Remember Al Warden, the astronaut that we met some time ago? Well, he's right over there with Elsie Neal, and she'd like us to come over and visit with them. Let's do that right now, okay? We can do more of these things later and think about more things together. To Elsie Neal's craft shop with Al Warden there.
Yes, Elsie, that particular poem I wrote after spending some time on the beach down at Cape Kennedy where we launch. And this particular part of the beach is in an area where we have a small house where we can relax prior to flight. And it was kind of interesting and kind of caused me to do a lot of thinking because the rocket that I was going to fly in was just behind us on the beach.
Well, what are you two up to?
Oh, Fred, how are you?
Are you going to set up an astronaut shop or something else?
No, well, not today.
We're just talking about poetry.
Poetry? Mm-hmm. Well, I know that Elsie's a great poet.
Oh, but Al has written some very beautiful poems.
Well, I'd like to hear one.
Well, we're just talking about a short one that I wrote, and I thought maybe you and your friends would like to hear it,
what
too.
What is it?
It's called Oceans.
Oceans?
Would you like to hear it?
Sure.
The ocean forms a solid line where water meets the sky. I sense that I could touch it if I could only fly. Pelicans glide in single file while wind whispers through the grass. The world is calm and peaceful as waves swing slowly past.
That is beautiful. I can practically see that as you read it. The ocean forms a solid line where water meets the sky. Can you see that? That the ocean makes a line where the water meets the sky up here?
It's a long ways off at the horizon. Mm. I made a movie of that.
Of this poem?
Yes, of that poem. Would you like to see
it? Gee, I'd like to see that.
Oh, I'd like to see it, too. I haven't seen it yet.
A poet and a filmmaker, yes, as well as an astronaut.
Well, and a man who cares for children, too.
That's the truth.
Well, you know, that's one of the things that binds us together here in the neighborhood.
That's right.
Are we all ready? Would you like to see it?
Yes,
Elsie.
Yes.
The ocean forms a solid line where water meets the sky. I sense that I could touch it if I could only fly. Pelicans glide in single file while wind whispers through the grass. The world is calm and peaceful as waves swing slowly past.
Waves swinging slowly past. You know, you need to be a poet to think of waves as swinging things. It's beautiful.
I really like that.
Thank you, Fred.
And I was thinking something as that film was going on. I bet that is very important to you. You know why?
No, why?
Well, I remember one time you're saying that your dad had something to do with films and a movie theater.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he sure did. And he still does. You know, when I was a little boy, Dad used to work in a movie theater.
Mm-hmm.
And I can remember going down to the theater many, many times and watching him show movies.
Gee, wouldn't he be proud of you, putting films to your own poems?
Well, I'm sure he is, but, you know, I think every father would only wish the best things for his children. Incidentally, I'm hoping to get a moon rock from NASA so that I can bring and show the neighborhood in a couple of days.
Oh, that we'd like to see, wouldn't
well,
you?
Yes, I haven't seen a moon rock, and what do moon rocks look like?
Well, they look pretty much like ordinary rocks. What makes them so special is that they come from so far away. The moon's about 240,000 miles away, and that makes them very special kind of rocks.
I'm sure when you see Al, you sometimes think about his being far away, don't you?
Yes.
Well, on that flight of his, clear up in the sky.
Well, I've thought of it many times.
Well,
watching
the Earth is a long ways away when you're up there, too.
I can imagine that.
Elsie, do you have any new poem?
Well, I have one, and I think some of the inspiration has come from having met Al and having thought about space and flights, and I think most people have been affected. And if you would like to hear one little quickie,
please.
I'll be
would
happy
like
to share
you,
it with you.
Would you please?
I dare not count the times that I have also counted things in dreams that take me far away. And yet today, I've grown by thoughts of those who've reached beyond.
And you both
gee,
reached
that's
beyond
very nice, Elsie.
Yeah.
That is really lovely.
Isn't it there?
It really is.
My eye has caught this. Is this anybody's that I know?
Oh, that's my husband's, Al. That's it.
That is really something.
Harold, how did he make that?
Well, it's a pastel. And it's something new that he's working on. It's a new experiment, and he's planning to do a whole series of works like this.
It's like
lovely.
Chalk, isn't it?
Yes,
chalk,
pastel. Okay. Yes, lovely. It is like chalk, but it's much softer than the chalk that we normally use.
See, there's a man who's caring about a child.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah. Well, I want to thank you both for your poetry and your friendship. I hope you'll come over and see us. Get that rock. Please bring it by, will you?
Thank you, Fred. Certainly will.
Good to see you.
And I'll be
see
over
later.
To see you, Fred.
Please do, Elsie.
Okay.
Hey, what's this?
Oh, that was made by a teenage woodworker.
Nice plane.
Oh, nice airplane.
Not exactly the kind you went to the moon in, but it sure is beautiful.
Lovely.
Well, nice things around this place. See you soon, Elsie.
All right, Fred.
Bye-bye,
Bye,
Al.
Bye.
Elsie Neal and Al Warden, both liking to make up poems. That's good to think about. Wonder what kind of a poem they might make up about some of those sound effects we were listening to. Or what kind of a story. Do you remember what they were, those sound effects? The whistling? What was next? Remember? We like to make up stories together, you and I, about our neighborhood of make-believe. In the neighborhood of make-believe, who lives in this little house sitting on the tree? And who lives in here, inside the knothole of the tree? Henrietta Pussycat and X the Owl. What about the museum go-round? That's Lady Elaine Fairchild, isn't it? And the platypuses in their mound? What about inside the clock? Daniel T. Daniel T, that means Daniel Tiger. Let's make up a poem about Daniel Tiger. Daniel Tiger, what could it be with Daniel T He coughs and coughs and coughs. What could it be, I'm asking me? He coughs and coughs and coughs. You know why I made up that poem? Because I was thinking about the coughing on that record. Yeah. Let's think about coughing and birthdays and poetry and have some make-believe together, you and I. All right? Are you ready for the neighborhood of make-believe? Okay, here's the trolley. We'll make the trolley come right around the castle and think of the neighborhood of make-believe.
Tell you, meow, meow, really worried, meow, meow, Daniel.
You know, I think Daniel's been coughing ever since yesterday.
Yes, I did notice it, too, as I walked by. I guess he was inside the clock.
Huh. Well, what could it be with Daniel T? He coughs and coughs and coughs. What could it be, I'm asking me? He coughs and coughs and coughs. Well, you can make up a poem about anything you want.
That's true. You know, I was wondering, did anybody ask Dr. Bill about it?
Dr. Bill. Oh, Dr. Bill's in Westwood today.
Oh, he is?
Yeah.
In that case, I think I'll go over and talk with Daniel and see if there's anything I can do.
Okay, well, we'll see you later,
I'll talk to you. Masita. Yes, I'll talk to you later.
Meow, meow.
Sure is a beautiful day for flying. Daniel? Daniel Tiger.
Hi, Miss Ito.
Hi. I was so sorry to hear about your cough.
It really doesn't hurt any. It just seems to keep going on and on.
Oh, what a shame. Is there anything I can do for you?
Well, I guess not. I guess everybody's talking about Panda's birthday.
Panda's birthday? Well, no, I don't think so. I was just with X and Henrietta, and I didn't hear them talk about it.
Well, I guess everybody else is.
Well, what he told me was that he wanted a ride on King Friday's plane on his birthday. That's all.
Well, I wanted a ride on it, too, for my birthday.
Well, when's your birthday?
It was going to be on Friday.
Uh-huh.
But I gave it to Panda.
You gave your birthday to Panda?
Yes. Well, he didn't have any, and I didn't think I'd need mine. And...
But you didn't have to give your birthday away.
I know I didn't, but he seemed so sad. So why did I do it? I should never have given it away. Now I'll never have another birthday again.
That's again. Okay, Daniel. You know something?
What?
My cousin and I have the same birthday, which means that we were both born on November 1st. Wait, he's just a little boy. And I remember when he was born, and that made my birthday seem extra special.
Well, that's nice. At least you two have birthdays. I don't even have a birthday.
Well, but you see, the point is that two people can have the same birthday. See?
Oh, no, you couldn't do that. Sure. I mean, it's either your birthday or your cousin's birthday. You can't both have the same day.
Mm-hmm.
You can?
We can, and we actually do. We sometimes have our own parties on birthdays, and we sometimes do different things, but it's always the same day.
You mean a panda could have Friday for a birthday, and a tiger could too?
Yes.
And both a panda and a tiger could take an airplane ride on the same day? birthday.
Yes.
And it would be both their birthdays.
Exactly.
Oh, hi, Andy.
How are you?
Hi.
I have some cough syrup for you, Daniel. I thought it might help.
Andy, did you know that two people could have the very same day for a birthday?
Well, sure. I have a good friend whose birthday is the same day as mine, June the 10th.
Oh, boy.
Oh, I almost forgot. Panda would like to go to Planet Purple for his birthday ride.
Uh-huh. I think I'm going to need Lady Elaine and Al Worden to help me for that kind of flight.
Well, Daniel, how about it?
Well, I don't think I need it right now. Thanks for it anyway. You know, Panda and I have the same birthday, and we both want to ride on the King's plane.
And you both have one, right?
Oh, good.
Now, let me see. Panda wants to go to Purple Planet.
Mm-hmm.
Where would you like to go?
Oh, I just want to ride. Anywhere's fine for me. Any birthday ride is fine for me. Oh, boy. I'll see you two on my birthday. Panda and a tiger with the very same birthday.
And a cousin and a Yoshi on a very same birthday.
And a handyman and a friend on the very same birthday.
A panda and a tiger with the very same day. A very, 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 very same
day. Well, he seems to be feeling much better. I wonder if a lot of people think like Daniel about birthdays. You know, if we didn't share birthdays, there would only be 365 people in the whole world.
That's true. Never thought about it. Oh, I'm so glad, though. Oh, you know what?
What?
I think I'm going to stop over and tell X and Henrietta that Danny is not coughing anymore.
Oh, okay. Well, then I'll go on over to the castle and see if I can get ready for two birthdays.
Good, good.
Bye.
I'll see you later.
Bye, Trolley.
Daniel's cough sounded a little like crying, too, didn't it? But he seemed to feel better after Yoshi explained to him that two people could have the very same birthday. A lot of people have the same birthday that I have. It's fun for me to think about the people who have March 20th for a birthday. I feel somehow close to them. Mm-hmm. Sharing a birthday. But when I was little, I thought I'd like to be the only one with that day. I remember my aunt explaining to me. She said, if you were the only one with that day and somebody else were the only one with another day, there'd be only 365 people in the whole world. Wouldn't be a very big world, would it? I wouldn't have very many friends. Not as many as I have now. No, I like you as my television friend. And I think you like people to explain things like that to you, don't you? I'd like to sing you a song about feelings. Sad, angry, all kinds of feelings. What if I were very, very sad and all I did was smile? I wonder after a while what might become of my sadness. What if I were very, very angry and all I did was sit and never think about it? What might become of my anger? Where would they go and what would they do if I couldn't let them out? Maybe I'd fall, maybe get sick, or doubt. But what if I could know the truth and say just how I feel? I think I'd learn a lot that's real about freedom. I'm learning to sing a sad song when I'm sad. I'm learning to say I'm angry when I'm very mad. I'm learning to shout, I'm getting it out. I'm happy learning exactly how I feel inside of me. I'm learning to know the truth. I'm learning to tell the truth. Discovering truth will make me free. Are you discovering the truth about yourself? Are you learning to sing a sad song when you're sad? Learning to say you're angry when you really are? I like the idea that we can do such things together and talk about such important things. But I'm packing up because it's time for today's visit to be over. But it gives me a good feeling to know that you and I will be able to do more things, talk about more things, think about more things tomorrow. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. Snap, snap. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when the day is new. And I'll have more ideas for you, and you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. You may have things you'll want to make up a poem about, or a story about, or some sound effects. Sure, you have such good ideas. I like you just the way you are. I'll be back tomorrow.
This television visit are the people of the Sears Roebuck Foundation and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
This is PBS.